We're now going to cross over live to California, where Mr. Richard Falk is joining us on the line from there. He's the UN Special Rapporteur. Mr. Falk, thanks a lot for joining us. And I wanted to ask you about your initial reaction, essentially, to the fact that the ceasefire has now been put in place.
I think, of course, it is a great relief to the peoples in both countries, actually, but particularly, of course, to the people of Gaza. And it avoids any immediate further bloodshed, which has been horrendous for the past 8 days. And I think one can see the relative burden that two populations have experienced by comparing the size of the casualties. That's not a precise measure, but it really tells you something about the degree to which Palestinians have borne the brunt of the violence that has broken out over the last 8 days.
So, Mr. Falk, I wanted to get your opinion on what you may think might be the ramifications of this latest Israeli aggression against Gaza.
I think it has two huge implications for the future. The first is that it does show that the Arab upheavals of a year and a half ago have had a definite diplomatic effect on the regional balance of forces, and that the Egyptian government in particular, but also the Turkish government and some of the other Arab governments, have had more willingness to identify with the Palestinian victims of this violence. The visits by the foreign ministers to Gaza in the midst of the onslaught, the role of Mohamed Morsi in the negotiating process, I think this has impinged significantly on the U.S. role and on the U.S. capacity to translate Israeli military aggression into a political outcome. And the second major implication here is to hopefully teach Israelis the lesson that military dominance does not produce political success. And so long as they think that the way to address the Palestinian challenge is through violence and military superiority, the longer and the more intense this conflict will become, and the more Israelis will suffer from its effects, both politically and physically. So there is now an incentive for Israel to change course and finally seek a solution based on the recognition of the comprehensive Palestinian rights under international law, especially the right of self-determination and the rights of refugees to their proper recognition under international law.
Mr. Falk, very quickly, I just wanted to ask you if you have any confidence that Israel will in fact realize the many things that you have mentioned.
No, I don't have any confidence that they will. In my view, it's rational for them to do so, but I think they're locked into a militarist frame of mind when it comes to their pursuit of security. They also use these military tactics to divert attention from issues that are important to them, like the expansion of the settlements in the West Bank and the continued cleansing of East Jerusalem. I think the tendency has been to locate these surges of military aggression in between American presidential elections and their own internal elections. That happened 4 years ago with Operation Cast Lead, and now it seems to have been repeated in this latest military attack. And it's very unfortunate that the United States government continues to allege that it was the Palestinians that were the cause of this outbreak of high-intensity violence, and not to mention that the real precipitating event was the assassination of al-Jabari while he was negotiating a long-term ceasefire and had already agreed on behalf of Hamas to the establishment of a temporary truce.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Richard Falk, UN Special Rapporteur on Palestinian Human Rights in the Palestinian Territories, speaking to us on the line from California. Mr. Falk, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.